This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM860, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our great military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us safe. And a special shout-out to all those Warrior Game participants who were here for the past 10 days from the 21st through the 30th. They had the closing ceremonies last night at Amalie Arena. And, boy, I'm telling you, if you didn't get a chance to see any of that, you missed out. You missed out. And I'm talking about the Warrior Games or the opening or the closing ceremony. It was a tremendous event, And they're going to San Antonio next year, so you'll have to, if you want to go see them, you'll have to go to San Antonio next year. But anyway, to all the people who are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, also the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And let's not forget the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers out there. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, Ms. Rosemary has got the night off. She's off on assignment. I just found out. Didn't know that, but I do now. So let's open up the phone lines if you want to participate, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600 if you want to participate. Now, last week, according to Reuters, in a victory for Donald Trump, the U.S. House Democrats backed down on a border aid bill demands. And, of course, AOC and her cronies were just livid over that one. But Democratic leaders in the House of Representatives, led by Nancy Pelosi, backed down to President Trump and passed the $4.6 billion aid package to address the migrant surge at the U.S. border. Had they not done so, they would have sheltered the full blame all by their lonesome for the big problem we got on the border with everybody and their uncle, the Border Patrol, Customs, gee whiz, everybody, states, you name it, saying that they needed to have that money to do what they needed to do next time around. And oh, by the way, the Border Patrol was going to run out of money, totally, at the end of the month, totally. Now, President Trump and the Republican-controlled Senate and moderate Democrats insisted on finishing the emergency aid bill as soon as possible without any further haggling, and they put a coalition together, and I'm not sure, but I think it was like 88 to 4 or something like that. Some ridiculous number. Everybody agreed on that this needed to be done. And, of course, the president welcomed the bill's passage on Twitter by saying bipartisan humanitarian aid bill for the southern border just passed, a great job done by all. And that's true. That's true. So AOC, with whatever it is that she's commenting about, well, she's out of her mind. But then again, we already knew that. All righty. Who's this, Nelson?
Yes, it is.
What's up?
Well, I'll tell you, I thought I'd write my article for this week on the income tax, and it has to do with the Declaration of Independence in my eyes. Back in 1924, which we remember well, of course.
Yeah, right, just like yesterday.
In 1924, everybody's, I mean 100% of the people who filled out an income tax statement, an income tax form, his or her or their return was published or publishable in the newspapers of that day. Now, that was 1924 and 1923, and not only did the high rollers get their returns looked at and processed in the newspapers, but the middle class and everybody else. So I thought I'd just mention that, especially in regards to they all want to snoop in, find out what the president's returns are and that sort of thing for the last 10 years and so on. But it was so bad when it hit the fan, and by the way, it was sponsored by an amendment by George Norris of Nebraska. Well, he was one of those so-called progressives. That was his title. He was a Republican, but he was a progressive, and of the Teddy Roosevelt stamp. And the idea was that these progressives, using this Norris amendment to the bill, got it passed so that everybody's returns were available to the public. Well, it hit the fan. Mm-hmm. It hit the fan big time because nobody wanted anybody snooping in their returns. And I think that for our 4th of July, it seems to me that it had something to do with, like, a man's home is his castle and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that when Thomas Jefferson coined that phrase or used that phrase in the Declaration of Independence about a man's home being his castle, I'm not sure that he thought that your papers would be available for all the snoops without any tripwire. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I doubt it.
Yeah. In fact, an income tax, I don't suppose, had ever been instituted, but then I don't know.
No.
So there we are. And I thought, well, I would tie my article with that snooper's right based on the progressives.
And remember why we had the Revolutionary War to begin with, a tax over tea.
There you go. And so it wasn't just the amount of the tax that they were opposed to, but all of the subsidiary concerns. And in my eyes today, that's the last thing I want is to have it so that every knucklehead.
All righty. Here comes the music, Nelson.
All right. Well, you have a great day.
Thank you very much, Nelson, up there in Jasper. And we appreciate him listening to us on 107.5. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the Ward Owl Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Root.
Yeah, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne Allyn Root. We're going to try to get Wayne on this week. Don't know if we'll be able to or not. It is a holiday week, and you never know. But I will tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor and my good friends Pete and his son Seth Talbot. Now, they live in Seattle, Washington, and it just so happens I've got two affiliates up there on either side of Seattle. One is AM 920, the other is AM 1400. Mega Talk Radio, owned by the great Alan Gottlieb, who is a member of the Second, he's the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Check that out. Second America, SecondAmendmentFoundation.com is his website. But they heard me broadcasting, like what I was talking about, and they came right out. Pete called me and says, listen, I'd like to have you, you know, consider being one of our spokesmen. I said, heck yes, no doubt about that one, because I was a customer of theirs. And they saw that I was ordering the product and I wasn't talking about it on a radio show. And they said, well, geez, we can fix that. So they did. So now as one of their spokesmen, what they did for me was they gave me a website. And the website is relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. And if you go over there, you get the same great deals you get anywhere else. You get to buy the starter pack of Relief Factor for $19.95 and see what it will do for you. Now, it's a three-week, maybe a month-long starter pack, depending on if you're going to take it the way it tells you to take it to begin with, which I did. And I'll tell you what, it worked for me, and I have arthritis. And anybody that knows what arthritis is knows that it is a can be a crippling disease, and you have a lot of problems trying to move around and be flexible. Because the joints are literally grinding up against each other. So to make a long story short, it did work for me, and the pain has literally stopped, and my muscle and conjoint problems that I was having have literally stopped. that I've been taking now for about 2.5 to 3 years. And if any of you have seen me motoring around when I get out and I walk from here to there and everywhere, even though I have a disabled placard, I'm still able to, for a little while anyway, chuck it on up and down steps and whatnot. Now, I can't do it all day, all night, but I certainly have my limitations. But it's a lot better than what it was. Let me tell you something. One time I was walking with a cane, and everybody who knows me down there in Sarasota knows about that, too. And I threw the cane out when I started taking Relief Factor. It's that simple. Okay? So, ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. It worked for me. I hope, and I pray, and I believe it will work for you. You got pain, that'll take care of it. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Okay. Now, the information coming out from the polls that we've been looking at, voters are more worried about a nuclear attack from Iran, but most think President Trump's stepped-up sanctions against the Iranians will force them to back off their nuclear program because they can't eat sand. The words of Rasmussen polls, not me. Now, a number of top senators have been briefed by the Pentagon recently about pilots flying around, Navy pilots in particular, talking about strange sightings that they've seen in the skies at night and daytime. But very few Americans feel threatened by unidentified flying objects. They do, however, believe that there may be some intelligent life out there somewhere in deep space. How about that? Now, voters rank Donald Trump well ahead of Barack Obama in his handling of the economy at this point in their presidencies. Trump's national security approval is at the high level that his predecessor enjoyed just after killing the 9-1-1 mastermind Osama bin Laden. So Donald Trump is right up there at that level of confidence. And most voters say that they were likely to tune into the Democratic presidential debates earlier this week, but they think that all 24 or 25 major hopefuls should have been included in the debate, not just pared down to 20. And public surveillance cameras now are becoming a growing reality. You see them just about anywhere. All you got to do is look up, and there they are. And most Americans think that they make their lives safer, but a sizable number still fears that those cameras are too intrusive. Well, I suppose it depends on what you were doing to begin with to think that, right? Now, voters still give President Trump the edge in next year's election, although they're not convinced he's done enough yet to make America great again, but he's working on it. And 42% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction. But the major number out of all of this is, once again, President Trump ended the week with a daily job approval rating of 49%. That's phenomenal at this point in time. Now, also, voters are seeing that most of the Democratic presidential hopefuls are more liberal and more extreme than they thought they could be to begin with. And they say that they're more liberal than they are and rate their agenda outside the mainstream. I don't think the Democrats are listening to you. Now, here's what the Rasmussen reports tells us. 25% of likely U.S. voters consider most of the announced candidates for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination to be about the same as they are in political terms. That's 25%. However, 54% say most of these candidates are more liberal than they are, while 13% believe they are far more liberal and out of touch with mainstream America. Wow. 67% of the country, when you add those two numbers together, believe that the candidates, the Democratic candidates, are more liberal than they are. And in the case of this last little number here, they believe they're far outside the mainstream. That doesn't bode well for the Democrats. That does not bode well for the Democrats. And I'm not going to give them any suggestions because that's not up to me. But just keep it up. By the way, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters that the pending U.S.-Mexican-Canada agreement, USMCA, would need to be reopened and tweaked before the House will vote on it. That she said it's bad news for America. Mexico earlier this month made a monumental step forward in becoming the first country to ratify the deal, with Canada not far behind. It's a past time for Pelosi to allow the USMCA to move forward in Congress and stop sitting on it. It's not a bad deal, and we are in the driver's seat on this. By the way, through the White House's pledge to American workers, job creators around the nation have committed to nearly 10 million training, upskilling, and reskilling opportunities for American students and workers. That's why the Trump administration is proposing a second apprenticeship model, the industry-recognized apprenticeship, which is to help the young people find a job and keep it. So, there you go. And things in general aren't looking too awfully bad when you take a look at the economy. Now, could it be better? Probably. But is it bad? No. Is it getting better? I think so, but that's just me based on what I'm looking at. Now, again, there are certain things that you can watch, and I'll get into this with Chris Markowski, certain things that you can watch, certain indicators. One of them is truckload shipments of goods and products across the country. How many tons are being hauled here, there, and everywhere? Overseas containers, products going down to the ports to be shipped overseas. Also rail containers going cross-country. Products being shipped from the shipping point to the receiving point or to overseas, as the case may be. And when you see some of those numbers, it's rather fascinating. Some people don't know how to read the numbers. I've been in the trucking business. I get it. I know how to read the numbers. I know what it means when you've got 1,300 trains going west with 1,000 containers on the 1,300 trains going from, say, Elizabeth, New Jersey to, the port of Los Angeles in California. Pretty obvious it's going overseas, right? In other words, it's an export. And, oh, by the way, if you were not sure who all was on the stage at the debates, you cannot help but know who was on the international stage. President Trump, over the weekend, absolutely blew it out of sight with what he did going across the border, the DMZ, in South Korea to North Korea. All right, I'll be right back. We're going to take a look at our military and veterans news segment here coming up on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, this show is all about we the people, and what we the people can do to keep America great. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has stepped across the DMZ into North Korea. He met with leader Kim Jong-un for 50 minutes about resuming nuclear negotiations. He said they both agreed to restart staff-level talks.
What's going to happen is over the next 2 or 3 weeks, the teams are going to start working to see whether or not they can do something.
Negotiations haven't moved at all since the president walked away from the table in Hanoi in late February. Still, he insists that a lot of progress has been made since he began speaking to Kim.
We met and we liked each other from day one, and that was very important.
There were gay pride marches all over the world today in San Francisco. Crowds carrying rainbow flags marched in a parade in St. Louis.
This kind of helps build the community, and I really think that it brought a lot of people together.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo was in last week, answered a lot of questions, and we'll take your questions again for when he's going to be around in another 2 weeks. He is not back this week. He's back next week. But in the meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I got a great idea for you here that's going to help you jumpstart your career, your paycheck, and maybe even give you a career that you hadn't thought about. Now, check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, and the other in Clearwater, Florida. Because in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more and ask to take the tour. Now that's 800-659-2080. Either Concord, Massachusetts, or Clearwater, Florida, whichever one works out for you. Take the tour and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and it'll open up a door that you hadn't even thought about before. And by the way, aviation maintenance techs start at $50,000 or $60,000 a year right off the bat. And then you are the one that controls the amount of income you make. Okay. Last week, the U.S. Senate passed the defense policy bill by an astounding 86-8, sent it over to the House, where it got passed, and it wound up going to the president for signature. I'm sure he'll sign it when he gets back from overseas. Also, the wad of cash, $280,000 in bonuses, is part of the Marine Corps' fiscal year 2020 aviation bonus aimed at enticing pilots to sign longer contracts and plug the flood of Marine aviators trading in their military wings to fly the civilian skies. That's not a bad idea. We'll see how it works out. Now, Major Matthew Goldstein, who pleaded not guilty last week to the murder of an Afghan prisoner, remains on active duty status and is not in custody while awaiting his trial date, which has not been set, according to the U.S. Army Special Operations Command spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel Lauren Beimer. I assume it's going to remain that way. Also, the United States does not want a full-blown war with Iran, although it is still seeking to build up international defenses in the region just in case of conflict, according to President Donald Trump's special envoy to the country. And North Carolina as a whole has top billing because there's a small North Carolina town that's become the number one town in military recruiting based on the number of 17 to 24-year-olds who joined the military relative to the population in that age group. It has more towns in the top 25 than any other state, North Carolina. People are going, how is that possible? Well, let's see. Could be Camp Lejeune, the Marine Corps base. Could be some of the Air Force bases that are there. Pope Air Force Base comes to mind. Could be Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Army Special Forces, Army 82nd Airborne. Could be that. But anyway, a proud tradition carries on. Now, the Pentagon ID'd two soldiers who were killed in Afghanistan. One was Master Sergeant Michael B. Riley, 32, and the other was Sergeant James G. Johnson, 24, who died due to injuries from a small arms fire during combat operations in Afghanistan's Uruzgan province. And our thoughts and prayers go to their families. Also, a new commander took charge of the Army's new home in the Korean Peninsula. Colonel Michael Tremblay assumed command of Camp Humphreys on Thursday at the Army's new home in South Korea as it faced the final push of its much-delayed expansion. And the NATO Security General is saying, we, meaning NATO, will stay in Afghanistan as long as necessary. Ongoing support to Afghanistan was high on the agenda as NATO's defense ministers, including the United States' new acting Defense Secretary Mark Esper, gathered in Brussels for the ministerial meeting back on June 26th and 27th, and that was a general consensus by all. Now, Iran, not to be outdone, is on course to exceed the nuclear pact limit within days, according to diplomats. We'll see what happens there. And an Iranian official said, and I quote, we only want to sell our oil. Iran's main demand in talks aimed at saving its nuclear deal is to be able to sell its oil at the same levels that it did before Washington withdrew from the accord a year ago. And the Iran nuclear deal partners are meeting, as the accord is now under threat. We're talking about a meeting in Vienna with some European countries. See if they deliver on the promises of financial relief from U.S. sanctions. That's what they're saying. Now we'll see if they actually do that. We're talking about, of course, France, Germany, and those are the two principles. Those are the two principles. Now, an Army military police officer was suspended this week following an exchange outside of Fort Sill, Oklahoma, with a Japanese-American World War II internment camp survivor who was protesting the upcoming use of the Army base as temporary housing facility for migrant children. Apparently, he roughed up the protester. Not a smart thing to do with somebody that's in their elderly ages, because he got spotted and that was the end of that. By the way, this is kind of strange. The medical examiner is reporting that two soldiers died by suicide along the Mexican border in Pima County, a day apart from each other. Now, the thought that came to my mind is that with all the drug cartels running around down there, I wonder if one of these guys didn't run into something and was made to look like they committed suicide, which can be done. Take their gun, shot to the head, put the gun in their hand, make it look like you did it, and boom, you're home free, right? Just saying. Oh, by the way, the Navy has canceled all remaining 2019 F-A-18 Super Hornet demonstrations. Already operating on a limited schedule, the Gladiators of VFA-106 is going to cease flying and demonstrations immediately to concentrate its resources on its primary mission of training future pilots, according to the announcement made on the U.S. Navy TAC Demo Facebook page. So that's not a surprise there to anybody. To anybody. And a Marine who worked jointly in Iraq with the decorated Navy SEAL accused of the murder testified that the platoon chief did not stab a wounded teenage Islamic State prisoner as alleged by other platoon members. How about that? We're talking about the Eddie Gallagher case. That turns that upside down backwards, doesn't it? And the commander of the Naval Air Force Atlantic, Rear Admiral Roy Kelly, has notified Navy leadership and the numbered fleets that the aviation community is considering not scheduling additional flyovers until the next fiscal year. Okay? We'll see what happens there at the football games. I guess they'll be flying World War II aircraft over, huh? Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch coming back with our next Trucker's Highway and Byway report. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Time he's kind of what no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to Quattro Bandit Run.
Alrighty, the theme for Smoking the Bandit. That's Jerry Reed in the front seat. Fred probably riding shotgun and chasing old Smokey. And guess what? The Bandit and Smokey was chasing them. Bandit and Frog were up front. There we go. I got it right that time. Okie dokie. Your Trucker's Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your favorite Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Stop by. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pilot and Flying J. All right. Here we go. A heat wave is shifting to the southeast and middle Atlantic this week. Excessive heat will build across the southeast and middle Atlantic for much of the upcoming week, including the 4th of July. Now, heat indexes may well top 110 degrees in some locations for several days. Thunderstorms, locally heavy rain, will be common for the next few days from the northern high plains to the western Midwest. Now, we just had something happen in Minnesota and western Wisconsin and northeastern Iowa that I need to tell you about. A severe thunderstorm warning, has popped up in the western part of Minnesota, south of St. Paul, moving from west to east, with some heavy showers in there, too. Now, some of this is going to swipe the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, but the bulk of it is going to be south of it, about 40 or 50 miles, down to the line with Iowa and over into the southeastern portion of Wisconsin. Not to forget about the northeastern portion of Iowa. Now, there is some severe weather in this, some warnings and watches, and just be advised that you should pay attention to your weather radio and don't do anything silly. There is also flash flood watches and warnings in the midst of all this with this heavy rain coming down in these storms. Now, that takes care of that area. Let's move on over to South Dakota, where a small area south in the central part of South Dakota is getting rain tonight. Also west of I-25 of Denver and of Pueblo, you've got rain in the mountains over into the eastern part of Utah, and some rain in the central part of Nevada, east of Reno, between Reno and Wendover along I-80. I don't see anything to bother you on I-10 tonight. I-20 looking good. I-30 looking good. I-40 looking good. I-70 would be a little different story. Once you go west out of Denver, you'll probably run into some rain going up over the top of Eisenhower down the other side, run out of it by the time you get to Grand Junction or thereabouts. And I-80 looking good, except for possibly thunderstorms coming your way could drop down a little bit out of northeastern Iowa and be closer to the Quad Cities. It's kind of got an uncertain path to it. And then, of course, you got I-90 and I-94. You're going to find some rain there no matter what you do. I-90, certainly the rain is following I-90 in Minnesota to the east, and it's below I-94 so far anyway. And if you're going up I-35 coming up in and out of Iowa into Minnesota, you're going to drive right into it, so be advised. Pretty good storm, couple of storm fronts there coming across, so be careful. All righty. And that is all I see in a way of weather right now when it comes to the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And that's a good thing because that means we're starting off on a pretty good front tonight. So let's take a look at what your favorite pilot in Flying J has to offer these days. Now, I was in a Flying J over the weekend. Again, it had a Denny's restaurant. Stopped there in my travels. I happened to had to go north for a little bit to take care of some business, and I stopped by the Denny's up there in San Antonio. Food was outstanding. And I used gas, of course, in my Nissan Titan. Gas was very reasonably priced. Filled it up, topped my tank there, and went on my way. But many of the pilots now have Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway's, Taco Bell's, Wendy's. Also, you can find a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill in a lot of the Flying J's. And you might even find a Dunkin' Donuts, too. So guess what? All of those are pretty doggone good places to go to. And don't forget that the bigger travel centers, they've got all the amenities you need to have there, too. So there you go. Check it out. Pilot and Flying J. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pilot and Flying J. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll wind up with a decent cup of coffee, I am sure. All right, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good Monday morning.
Good morning.
What the heck is going on over in Hong Kong? I just got a report a few minutes ago. I heard it on the news, bottom of the hour, so I was waiting for you to ask you about it. It said thousands of people are lined up outside of Hong Kong for another protest march.
Actually, they are protesting. Reuters is reporting that they were already smashing windows and whatnot and having confrontations with the police. So, you know, in the last 3 weeks, they really haven't given up. They've been over 1 million people that have protested Beijing, the government, exercising, I guess, additional power over Hong Kong. Because remember what this all started with, the legislature saying that China can extradite people from Hong Kong back to China for prosecution.
Okay.
Then China sort of rescinded that, but the people in Hong Kong are not believing it.
Okay, let me just jump in here real quick. I was talking about the rain and the flash flooding, and I was talking about Minnesota. George is letting me know up there in Burnsville, Minnesota, that he ran his truck through 2 feet of water tonight. Okay. On the way into Burnsville, Minnesota. So apparently we got it up there. So, George, be careful. And you folks driving around up there, that's I-35 and some of those surrounding streets there, South Minneapolis, South St. Paul, because that's south of the river there, I do believe. So there you go. Okay, well, don't we have the threat of the Chinese bringing the military in on this?
I suppose that's a component. That's certainly possible, but the complaint is they're wanting to protest the legislature there in Hong Kong because they believe that the government officials in Hong Kong are becoming sympathetic and too close to that of Beijing, and Hong Kong wants, you know, it's really kind of independent. So I don't think I really kind of thought maybe this would get solved after Beijing said they would not go forward with this, but apparently they are in some kind of backhanded method.
Yeah, because at any time they could bring down the wrath of you-know-what, and if that were to happen, then we're going to have a real mess because they're known in China for doing some things that wind up getting people hurt or killed.
Yes, indeed so.
Yeah, okay. Well, I certainly hope that that's not the case. We don't want to be talking about that, but they got to be careful over there. That's all there is to it. Okay, well, let's just tease a little something here. So President Trump goes to North Korea. We knew this was coming, maybe, and he gets a hold of President Kim, and they decide to meet at the DMZ, and they go for a little stroll.
This all started apparently with a tweet where he suggested that while he is in South Korea that he'd like to go over to the DMZ and possibly meet with Chairman Kim. So that's how it all began.
All right, it makes sense to me. Okie dokie. I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Going to get a little celebration going here on the way up to the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.